new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your rhema is better.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this very beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the benefits and the blessings attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities before you this morning. Father, please have mercy upon us. Forgive us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, praise on our body, and make us whole from every form of death, filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, whereby I apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways, we therefore ask you to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our paths, keep us all far away from every form of evils and temptations this very day in the name of Jesus. All our undertaking this day we commit into your able hands. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Judges. The book of Judges, chapter number 6. God willing, I will be reading from verse 12 through to verse 17. Judges, chapter number 6, from verse 12 to verse 16, sorry. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as you follow the readings. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 14 on the topic we are treating, the presence of God. The presence of God. By God's special grace, I told you the presence of God in this regard that I'm talking about is what in the book, in the Hebrew, in the Greek Bible, it's called panim. Panim, the word presence in Greek language means panim. That was what translated to the to be face. Panim, P-A-N-I-M, panim. Then it was, you know, translated to be face. And the face in this regard is implying personal and close encounters with God. Personal and close, you know, encounters with God himself. And by God's special grace, don't forget, I've told us that God's presence was part of the package of God in humanity when God created man in his own, you know, in his own image. God made us in his image. We carry his presence, and at the same time, that presence was lost in right in the Garden of Eden through Adam and Eve by the means of disobedience. And then I told you that saddled the responsibility of, you know, bringing that presence back to our life. That led us to the point how to attract the presence of God. I treated about 8 points under that subheadings. Then after that, I also treated the characteristics of the presence of God. I mentioned about 5 to 6 points under that as well. And from there, I moved on to the capability of his presence. I just mentioned a few things that that can happen when you carry God's own presence as his child. And thereafter, I started talking on the forms which God has appeared in the past to his people. I told you I will be doing this in 2 episodes. The last episodes, I'm sorry I couldn't come up yesterday, but the last episodes I started talking on the appearances, the form which God has appeared to his people. And I told you in Greek language, it is called theophany. Theophany, that is the appearance of a deity, the appearance of God unto men. And starting right from there, I made mention of God appeared as men, because the Bible said God created us in his image. Then the Bible says that he used to come down to the garden at the cool of the day. And the Adam and Eve confirmed this, that they heard his sound as he walked around. He walked around the garden. They heard his sound. So I so much believe that the form which God appeared to Adam and Eve will be in the form which they will be very, very, you know, familiar with, which will be like he has created them. He made us in his image. I also talked about where he appeared as 3 men unto Abraham, Genesis chapter number 18. And you discover that there were 2 angels and the Lord himself in the midst of them. By the time they are finished eating in his house and he was going, they were going back, then the 2 angels left for Sodom and Gomorrah, while the Lord, Abraham was interceding before the Lord in that place. I also talked how he appeared that in the vision or dream, he appeared as wrestler. Yes, physically, right? He appeared physically as wrestler unto, you know, Jacob. And then he appeared in the dream and He appeared in the dream unto Isaac. Yes, in Genesis 26, he appeared. I told you, when we are talking about the presence of God, encountering the presence of God, it can be physical and it can be from the vision or revelation. Yes. So, but the Abraham own is physical. The Isaac own is revelation. And the Jacob own, wrestling with a man all over the night, was physical as well. He also appeared physically unto Moses in the burning bush. He appeared physically unto Joshua as the captain of the armies of the Lord. I told you, in that place, how I know that it was the Lord. There is no any angel that demand worship from men. Right from the onset up to today, no angel demand worship. Because when John the apostles was about to bow down to that angel in Revelation, the angel cried out, "Don't do that. I'm just a servant like you. So you bow down to the Lord alone." But when Joshua was bowed down to the angel, angel did not condemn him. That shows that it was not ordinary angel. At the same time, what happened to Moses? Remove your sandal. Where you are is holy ground. Also happened in that regard. Hallelujah. I also told you, he also appeared in the cloud of fire and the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud in Exodus 13. You see him there appearing. At the same time, in same Exodus 17 and the Numbers chapter number 20 verse 8, you will see God appearing to them, escorting them as a rock, a mobile rock. That was a mobile rock that followed them. That, you know, the Moses smite at the first time that brought out water, and God told him the second time, speak to that rock. You see, when he smite that rock in Numbers 20, God was angry that you did not respect me. So you know that God was that rock, that rock simply represent the rock of ages himself, Jesus Christ, Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. So he also appeared to Elijah in a still small voice. God appeared in a still small voice. What about Apostle Paul? In Apostle Paul, God appeared to Apostle Paul in a great shining light. Great shining light. He appeared to Apostle Paul in a great shining light. So there are so many forms which God has appeared to his people in the past, most especially in the Old Testament, and even in that same Old Testament, God used to appear to his people in form of angel of the Lord. That is an angel that is called angel of the Lord. Whenever the angel of the Lord is mentioned, they are not pluralized. It's not pluralized. It's just one singular angel. There's one angel that is called the angel of the Lord, which the scholars believe to be Christ himself. So God appeared to his people. At least the angel of the Lord is being mentioned in the Bible nothing less than 65 times. 65 times. When you read your Bible very well, 65 times. And God also appeared in a thick cloud. Thick cloud. Very thick cloud. You remember mountain of is it Sinai or Horeb, that when God wanted to speak with it, he descended in the thick cloud. Thick cloud. So God, he is God in his holy habitation. God can decide to appear to any man in any form. This is the reason why in some forms I condemn those who are condemning some people's ministry, especially the men of God, condemning some ministries and saying this. Because God has appeared in the cloud to some people. Then he appeared in thunder and the lightness. Can you see? Thunder and lightness. He appeared also in the thick smoke. Thick smoke. Smoke. Can you see? Apart from cloud, God has appeared in smoke. In smoke to men before. Can you see? So he can decide to appear in any form. Who are you to condemn? See, that is the reason why we if you want to really know about God, you need to read the Bible very well. You know how he has, you know, manifested himself in diverse forms in the past. And even now, we have deliverance minister, we have deliverance ministry, prayer ministry, prophetic ministry, we have evangelical ministry, so many ministry, teaching ministry. Today the Bible says all these ministries, they are to complement each other. Can you see? For the edification of the saints. This is God in diverse form. The God that called the apostles is the same God that called pure prophets. The same God that called pure prophets is the same God that called pure evangelists. The God that called pure evangelists is the same God that called pure teachers. The same God that called pure teachers is the same God that called, you know, pure pastors. And there are some, God called them in another form, prophet evangelists, prophet pastor, prophet this, prophet apostle. Can you see something? It is his name, God. He can choose. So I am not to condemn any minister because I was not there. The Bible talked about something in the book of Hebrews. I think Hebrews chapter 5, that God told Moses that in that Hebrews chapter 5, that God told Moses that he should make sure that he did all things according to the patterns which God, there is a pattern which God can appear to you that he will not appear to me in that pattern. Hallelujah. I hope we learn this on time, and this world, the Christianity will not be the way it is today, that this church condemned this church, this other church condemned. Are we not of the same body of Christ? Are we not going to the same heaven? Are we not serving the same God? Except those who have decided, you know, to add some, you know, diabolical means or something that are not written in the Bible to eat, or those who still want to be going in the orthodox way, they are still sacrificing the blood of animal up to today. No, the blood of Jesus is more than enough. Can you see? God moved from one phase to the other. You see, there is dispensation of grace. That is dispensation of the conscience of the heart. That is the dispensation of the law and the prophets. Can you see? God have moved from when the conscience, during the time of Adam, Job, and you know, that time is gone. Then to the time of Abraham is gone. Then from Moses, the law set in from Moses to the end of the law and the prophets. During the time of Samuel, prophet set in. Can you see? Until the end of that Old Testament, from New Testament, grace has set in, which is, you know, Christ personified. Grace that brought salvation. The Bible says in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brought salvation has appeared to all men. Can you see? God has appeared in diverse form in the past unto us. I pray the presence of God will never depart from you. And if you have lost him one way or the other, I pray for divine restoration this morning in the name of Jesus. Shall we bow down our head? Sorry, this episode is a bit long. I just wanted to round up on this topic today. So let's bow down our heads and talk to God this morning. Lord, please visit my life again. If you have missed out of him, don't listen to the lies of the devil that God cannot come back to you. Don't listen to the lies of the devil that God cannot use you again, that you have sinned, that you have been this, you have done this, that you have, yes, it is true, you have squandered what he gave you at the first time, but God can still use you. Yes, in as much as you are still alive, there is hope for you. All you need to do this morning is to call him back, to tell him, God, I am here. Visit my life again. I am here, O Lord. Come back to my life, O Lord. I am your vessel. Please, never abandon me. Yes, it has happened to David, Psalm 51. Read that psalm very well, you will understand. Lord, restore your presence back to me. Restore back to me your presence. Let your presence swallow me this time around. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen, amen. Amen. You can pray, spend more time, pray yourself into the presence of God and pray the presence of God back into your life, and you never regret it. God bless you. For contact, you can reach out to me through the email johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is AYO, or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines +233 550 +233 552 482 187 or +233 202 749 915. God bless you. Exploit this day in no ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.